information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Welcome to The Changing Stage, music gear talk from the manufacturers and musicians who define the biz. Here's your host, Florentino Buenaventura.
You're tuning in to The Changing Stage. We've been talking to Tim Dolbear from Magix and Eclectica Studios, as well as my co-host, Art Griffith. We're going to bring you back. Actually, there was one thing I wanted to kind of touch on about Magix before we get into the talk about all the fun things we've experienced in the studio. I wanted to go back to a little bit about the history of Magix, because from what I remember, Tim, Magix was one of the first ones. They were out in Europe. They're the leader in Europe. They're breaking into the American scene. So can you give us a little bit of a history about Magix?
Yeah, actually, Samplitude came out of a dorm room, as most software seems to, at the Dresden School of Mathematics in 89. It was made for the Omega and was ported over to Windows in the early 90s and went from there. And Samplitude was the first digital audio workstation to go 32-bit float. I know Windows finally just did that last year. We did that in 1996. And we've just been leading the way with beneficial features, and sound is the main thing since then.
And from what I remember, too, Magix shared a lot of the feature sets and some of the coding with Magix, with Logic before it became Apple's Logic. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was a little bit. There was an agreement in early 2002. And they were gonna, audio was gonna be shared to eMagix, which was Logic, and Logic was gonna share its MIDI engine. And I believe the only thing that actually happened was Samplitude walked away with some information for the MIDI engine, which is where our MIDI engine came from, actually came from Logic. But, I mean, obviously the sound did not get into Logic, because if you hear the two different systems, they sound completely different from each other, so. Really, we scored on that one when Apple came in and tore up the contract. We walked away with their MIDI engine.
Oh, that's cool. I like seeing that underdog company kind of making it happen.
Absolutely.
Magix,
it worked out.
Magix is not a small company by any means. They've got a lot of great consumer products as well. They've got Music Studio. They've got Music Maker, which I use quite extensively to do loop production. So they've got tons of stuff for picture editing and video. So great, great company. And that kind of segues us into the next talk. So I'd like Tim to talk to Art a little bit about, what he's using and also kind of fill him in a little bit more about what, based on that, what you think would be the differences between, say, Pro Tools, Logic, why, you use one for the other. So Art, kind of join us with this.
Sure. So to tell you what I have, Tim, is I use Logic, the Logic 10, and I've been and I love the UAD plugins, right? And I've got
absolutely
the Wave. I've got the Mercury bundle, I think, is what I have, and I have a few other odds and ends plugins, but my go-tos are always the UAD. One of the questions that I wanted to ask, and maybe this is too far not far enough in the conversation. Let me say that. But what do you think? you see some of these things like the Slate Raven and some of the more hands-on intuitive things. Where do you think that the DAW functionality will be? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but like 5 or 10 years, because I'm sure you're on the cusp with a lot of the things that we as the public don't see. I mean, do you see there being more hardware, software, kind of all-in-one intuitive kind of pieces? Or
I don't know. I think it's actually going to go kind of, there's a lot of things that are novelties that are out right now.
Right, got it.
And a lot of things where, like iPads, where you have software and you can record your band and everything. I think a lot of that is really at the novelty level, and I think people are going to get very burned out on the limitations that gives.
Okay.
So I have a feeling that those won't blossom into much. But stuff like the Raven, I think that won't, I'm not sure how well that's going to do, but touchscreen is definitely coming more and more into the mainframe. And so I think people are going to start using that more and more.
Right.
Controller sales have obviously been strong in recent years, but as far as touchscreen, I'm getting people calling and asking about that a lot more. And all of our software is set up, I believe, for 10-finger. It just depends on if the OS is going to be, you know, able to support it.
Sure, sure. And I also have, for rehearsal purposes, I've got the ProSonus, the 1642, I think it's the 1642, the digital boards, but that kind of is a hybrid of both of them as well, and it prevents having to carry the rack of stuff. But I can see that would be kind of combined with a DAW at some point, and not just the add-ons like a studio one or things of that nature, but there's an all-in-one solution that would be able to, you know, do a lot of things. So I guess that was more of a statement than a question, but
I think things are going to slowly get more and more defined, because I think a lot of musicians are starting to realize that, okay, what I have is a writing tool, but when I need to cut a real album, this isn't cutting it for me. My bedroom's not working. Everything from the environment to the tools that I have, the microphones, everything, that's why I need to go into a studio that's actually built for it. And I see more and more people running into that, because I'm hired to mix or master projects, and these projects are done in everything from an apartment in New York City to a house in Iceland. You never know what you're going to get, and you always get people asking, well, how come it just doesn't have that sound? And you'll convince them to come into a real studio, come into my studio or a different studio, and literally we just mic up everything and throw the faders up. No plugins, no nothing, and it already, just that rough mix already sounds light years past what they're getting in their bedroom. And people are starting to catch on to that.
Now, that kind of brings up... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, that kind of brings up a very valid point. Big studios, are they going away? Are they fading away for the personal studios? I think you're kind of touching on that. What do you guys think?
I'll jump in real quick. I think that the beauty of the personal studio is that enables an artist to really flesh out his idea in its entirety,
yeah.
Right? And I think, and there's I don't know if you've read, but there is the book RTB, Recording the Beatles. It's a great book, but it talks about all of these early Beatles albums and how they recorded them on this, what we would consider archaic stuff now, right? So that leads credence to a great song is a great song, right?
Oh, yes.
From the standpoint of, that's where I think that the personal studio is really advantageous to the users, right? Because you can't flesh out a new change or a new B section when you're in a large format room, right? There are advantages and disadvantages to both mediums, I think.
So, what do you think?
Pre-production. Yeah, being able to do songwriting and pre-production, that's what these tools are for. And when they get a song that they've recorded up at home and it's, you know, it's great, it's a good song, it's time to do a radio-ready master of this, because that's the song we want to put out right now. That's when they go into a studio, it's either a mid-size or a large, and take advantage of what they have to offer.
I think it's important that people realize that, too. I'm the same way. We have a production studio here for the projects I work on, and essentially I'll take it to Signature Sound, where it's a world-class studio to do, and I won't touch drums in my studio, even though I have the space. I won't touch drums live, at least. So we've got I've got about a minute left here, gentlemen. So some thoughts on what you'd like to share with the audience out there. We'll start off with you, Art. What would you like to share?
I think it's an exciting time, right? I think that we're in the age of technology where it's super exciting, and there's going to be some great things. I mean, not that there aren't now, but I think that with technology moving as fast as it is, I'm just excited to see what is on the horizon, kind of thing.
Great. And Tim, what would you like to close out with?
Very simple. There's so many tools, and there's so much discussion about Mac, PC, Pro Tools, Logic, Sonar, Samplitude, all of these other tools. Find the tools that fit your workflow, so they complement what you're doing, and stay out of your way and just focus on music. Don't worry about becoming the next big engineer. Don't worry about doing this or that. Only focus on music and the songs. That's it.
That's the best thing you could say. It's all about music from the heart, because that's what we're in the business for. We love the gear. We love the technology.
Absolutely.
But it's all about what's coming from the heart. Again, this is The Changing Stage with Tim Dolbear and Art Griffith. My name is Florentino. Tune in next week for another great segment.
Hey, this is Heidi Rue, and you know, Progressive Medical Center has literally changed my life and my health, but I'm not the only one. Adele suffered from bone deterioration, bone overgrowth, profound muscle discomfort, physical exhaustion, and mental fog. In fact, the bone deterioration became so serious that she had to have back surgery. Well, after the surgery, she still didn't feel well, and so that's when she heard about Progressive Medical Center. Progressive Medical Center discovered that her adrenals weren't working properly, her hormones were out of whack, and the drugs she had been taking were doing more harm than good. Adele came into Progressive Medical Center in a walker, physically and mentally exhausted. But now she's a world traveler. She hikes and walks several miles a day, and it's all thanks to Progressive Medical Center. 770-676-6000. 770-676-6000.
Progressive Medical, this is your life. Live it well.
Take a break from politics. Tune in and learn something. WS Radio shows are worth your time and are filled with tips and advice. Add us to your lunch routine and we'll give you a meal for your mind. Connected World Magazine is dedicated to reporting on the next generation of MDM and connected devices. Subscribe today for only $12.97 at connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. Written for the fast-paced, device-enthused individual or business, Connected World Magazine provides unique insight and analysis to all things connected. Subscribe today for only $12.97 at connectedworldmag.com/subscribe. Connected World, living the connected life has never been easier.
Do you want to be a professional coach? Are you in business trying to make a real difference with people you manage or work with? Have you started a coaching practice that isn't quite getting off the ground? Get the skills you need to be a successful coach today with the Coach's Training Program from Accomplishment Coaching. The Coach's Training Program will show you how to help others focus and be more fulfilled. Whether you want to improve your company's bottom line or create a thriving coaching practice, Accomplishment Coaching can give you the distinctions and practices you need to coach others effectively today. Accomplishment Coaching has spent 6 years developing a cutting-edge coaches training program that will have you ready to coach people professionally in just 12 months, and you don't have to take time off work to do it. To find out more about the Coaches Training Program, just call 1-888-548-6813. That's 1-888-548-6813.
Hi, this is Felix Taverna, host of Racing Sports Radio. Join our cast and crew every Saturday and Sunday right here at WSRadio.com, beginning at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. Racing Sports Radio.